call meeting to order. Item 1B, Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, Approval of Minutes from the April 13th, 2026 Regular Special Meeting. No objections are registered. Council chair shall approve the same as written. Item 3, Approval of Warrants. Just a motion to approve and sign warrants 103 through 111 in the amount of $1,349,297.16.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Counselor Rand?
Yes.
Counselor Rojo?
Yes.
Counselor Hannington?
Yes.
Counselor Moison?
Yes.
Counselor Street?
Yes.
Counselor Ireland?
Yes.
Counselor Clay?
Yes. Vote 7-0. Item 4, Acceptance of Gifts, Donations. Just a motion. Move to accept the following gifts, donations, and grants in the amount of $231.49, as detailed below. Denise Lynn Moore and Nancy Christensen, $50 to the library, and can donations, $181.49 to the library.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Counselor Rand?
Yes.
Counselor Rojo?
Yes.
Counselor Hannington?
Yes.
Counselor Moison?
Yes.
Counselor Street?
Yes.
Counselor Ireland?
Yes.
Counselor Clay?
Yes. Passes 7-0. Chairman's, town manager's comments? I have nothing. Item 6, Monthly Reports. Counselors? Item 7, Open Forum. Council will allow Lincoln residents and/or taxpayers to comment prior to council action on agenda items. Individuals wishing to be heard by the council will be recognized by the council chair. The individual must identify themselves to the council by first and last name and/or business owner. After identifying themselves, the speaker may make brief comments regarding items on the agenda that do not have a public hearing. The council chair may set a time limit on the length of public comment and/or a time limit for individual speakers. Do you have anybody on this side of the room? Open forum?
Good evening. My name is Brittany Worcester. I'm here tonight because a lot of people in this town, myself included, are deeply frustrated with the hostility, tension, and lack of professionalism that has become far too common in these meetings. Nobody expects council members to agree on everything. Debate and disagreement are part of public service, but there's a major difference between disagreement and disrespect, and lately that line has been crossed far too often. People are watching these meetings. Residents are watching, kids are watching, town employees are watching, and what they're seeing is not leadership. They're seeing conflict, personal attacks, defensiveness, intimidation, and behavior that makes this town government look divided and unstable. What happened recently with the removal of a loyal, hardworking, town-focused professional employee is honestly upsetting to a lot of us. This was someone who had been here for a short time and was already showing effort, improvement, professionalism, and willingness to move this town forward internally. Instead of being supported, it appeared they were placed into an environment filled with hostility, pressure, and unnecessary conflict. And that should concern every single person in this room. Because here's the reality. If qualified, hardworking professionals see a workplace where people are criticized, pushed out, or made to feel unsafe simply because of differing opinions or political tension, they're not going to stay here. Worse than that, many great candidates will never come here in the first place. Small towns already struggle to attract experienced professional people. Why would talented managers, administrators, and staff choose to work in an environment where they feel that they could be publicly undermined, bullied, or removed before they even have a fair chance to succeed? Employees deserve to feel safe, respected, and appreciated for the work they do. They should not feel like they have to walk on eggshells or fear of losing their position because they think differently, challenge ideas, or get caught in political conflict. Passion is not an excuse for disrespect. Getting louder, more defensive, dismissive, or talking over people does not make anyone stronger or any more effective. It only damages public trust and creates a toxic atmosphere for everyone involved. This town deserves better than constant division and ego-driven conflict. We deserve council members who can handle pressure with professionalism, maturity, and self-control. We deserve leadership that focuses on solving problems instead of creating new ones. Lincoln is a small town and people talk. People notice when meetings feel hostile instead of productive, and whether anyone likes hearing it or not, the tone being set in these chambers reflects directly on the reputation of this town as a whole. At the end of the day, residents want to feel proud of their local government. We want people who work for this town to feel valued and supported. And we want meetings that focus on progress, accountability, and respect, not intimidation, hostility, and personal conflict. I truly hope moving forward, we see more professionalism, more respect, and a whole lot less ego. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ruth Hertz, and I am currently the Economic Development Administrator. I am not, never was, or did agree to be the assessor when I was asked to take that position in 2022. I was asked to take that position and work with Steve Levesque, and I was told that there would be an assessor hire. 2023, the job came back to me as the new assessor was charged with so many jobs they had no time to devote to assessing. I was not given a choice. As a matter of fact, I was told if I did not take the job, the economic development job would be taken away from me. In 2024, the town council authorized a part-time person to assist me. This person was supposed to be trained to take over the assessing duties. This did not happen. In August of 2025, Amanda Woodard, code enforcement officer, went out on extended leave for medical issues. I volunteered to cover for the month until the manager found someone. I was not relieved until December 1st, 2025, 15 weeks of doing three full-time jobs. For all the additional duties, I was never given a stipend for these duties. Mail department managers, however, received stipends equivalent to 18% of the annual salaries of the additional duties they took on. Knowing that we had properties that were not being assessed, I approached Brian Sanderson about reviewing areas. I knew there were issues in October. Byron did an excellent job and inspected 156 properties. Knowing that in March, I started receiving requests for freedom of information for the list of properties. I did not have a list. I had 156 inspection forms. I hadn't completed the work because I hadn't had the time to devote to it. I worked the weekend, got it done, got the thing out. $3,250,100 in new value was picked up, $56,400 in taxes. This amounts to 0.04% of our annual budget and our valuation. I have suffered through town meetings for over 2 years where I've listened to how I am not doing my job and how the assessing records are in such bad shape. I will share the following statistics. I do over 25,000 changes on the assessing records annually. Prior to 2020, the average was 5,000. I have 5,000 real estate, 260 business equipment accounts, and I average 40 abatements annually. That's less than 1% of the total accounts. I am human. I do make mistakes. I issue 1,400 homesteads, and if I have inappropriately applied even 20, which the audit Ed Barber is currently doing has not produced that high of a number. It is 1% of the homesteads granted. The information quoted in the paper looking at the exemptions when they went around to look at them was quoting the April 1st, 2025 exemptions. I calculate exemptions one time a year right before commitment. The new values haven't rolled over. The new exemptions haven't rolled over. It was brought to my attention recently concerns that if the valuations were not on the tax bill April 1st, we would lose the taxes. There is no deadline to when an assessor completes annual work other than the commitment date. April 1st is the status date. Whoever the owner is, what exists on the property is assessed at that date. In other words, if you sell your property after April 1st, the tax bill does not change owners until the next fiscal year. If you build a home in the summer, it will not appear on the tax rolls until the following year. I would also like to bring out a correction in the paper saying Lisa Goodwin did not receive two homesteads. I have the documentation right here that she did. I also have the deed where she appropriately deeded the one residence that she added to hers to her father, so she was entitled. And Amanda could have done the same thing, but her closing attorney put all four people on one deed, but it's two residents. A corrective deed will fix that. And it can be issued, and I've talked to an attorney about that. Since I've been made aware of the issues, the veterans have been audited, the tree growth has been audited, the homesteads are currently being audited, a revaluation company has been hired and will begin in May. A property lister was hired to review the areas. We knew properties existed that wasn't being assessed. I have a request to have a revaluation company audit the last 5 years of building permits, and the mapping update is in process. The addressing issues with 911 have been addressed and everything is current. I recently had a statement made to me that I should be doing assessing instead of chasing grants. In the job I was hired to do, and in being paid for, we have obtained over $21 million in grants and loans. That is twice the annual budget. For 2 years, there's been no money budgeted for the assessor's salary, a savings of at least $120,000. For 34 years as assessor, we have not had a revaluation, and Revenue Services found Lincoln in compliance until 2023. Reviews were done in-house, and we contracted. And if we had recontracted a revaluation every 10 years at $400,000, that would have cost the taxpayers $1.2 million. If I had received a stipend for in parity with male department managers, I would have been paid $85,000 plus for the years I've carried multiple departments. I've been doing it for nothing. That's a total of $1,405.38. I think I'm a bargain. It is clear that even though management understaffed and underfunded the department, that no efforts being done by me will ever be enough. To blame the person who has worked under these conditions, vacations, weekends, etc., is beyond my comprehension. Here's a thought. What would the records look like if I hadn't been doing the best I could under these circumstances for the past 3 years? I would like to have this memo made part of the official record. Thank you for listening.
Anybody else on this side to open forum?
My name is Josh Senator. I'm a Lincoln resident of Lincoln, been resident for 6 years. I don't have a hard job, I put yogurt and ice cream on the shelf. I should be home with my son right now. Instead, I got to look at the town council and say, smarten up and grow up. Treat each other with respect. Treat the people who work for this council with respect. Mr. Rojo, I love you. You know my feelings towards you and the job that you've done. Treat people with respect. Mr. Hannington, you and I have talked frequently. I know how intelligent you are when given the chance. Treat people with respect. Those that ran on cutting taxes this last election, they're trying. But, my God, the next time somebody runs for this town council on the promise of cutting taxes, this shit's gonna be dragged up. And yeah, I swore. I'm mad at all of you for attacking each other, for not talking to each other, for not talking to those that work for you, for not listening to the residents that you work for. You would rather have me at home sitting on the couch playing with my kid than coming to these meetings. The fact that I'm out here today in a crowd, and I hate crowds, is astonishing. I want you guys to self-reflect on the incidences over the past month, month and a half. All of you. And how you communicate and how you converse with each other and the people. Support each other. Work together. Be mindful of the people whose lives it affects. Do you guys think you can do that for the community? I would love to hear a simple yes or no. No, I want to hear a simple yes or no. I don't want to see you shaking of head. I'm asking you.
Yes, John.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I hope today starts a new chapter, because you don't want to see me back at this meeting. Because I don't care. I will speak my mind. Thank you.
Anybody else on the side?
Hi, my name is Taylor Norris. I'm a resident and I work for the Cemetery Parks and Recreation Department here in Lincoln. I wanted to speak tonight because I don't think the community fully understands how much the recent firing of the town manager is affecting the recreation department, the kids in this town, and the young people who work for these programs. The recreation is not just fun and games and summer activities. For many kids, these programs provide structure, safety, friendships, and something positive to look forward to during the summer months. These programs help these kids keep active, involved, and connected to their community. What many people may not realize is that over half of our summer recreation staff are local high school students. These jobs are often their first real work experience. They learn responsibility, teamwork, communication, and leadership. They earn money, build confidence, and become role models for younger kids in our programs. Right now is one of the busiest, most important times of the year for the rec department. We just opened our summer programs, and we've sent out hiring letters for our summer staff. This is a crucial time for planning, organizing, and making sure these programs run successfully and smoothly for the families in our community. For the past week, we have been left without a town manager. And honestly, that is concerning for me as an employee. Coming into work without having someone to go to with questions, concerns, guidance, or even new ideas during such an important time has been difficult. Our town manager was heavily involved in supporting the cemetery and rec department, along with every department, but I can only speak on behalf of the rec. He helped with problem solving, planning, questions, and making sure we had support we needed. When decisions like this are made, the impact reaches far beyond the town office. It affects employees trying to do their jobs, the students depending on the summer employment, and the families signing their kids up for programs, and ultimately, the children in this community. The employees in these departments care deeply about the work we do and the people we serve. I am asking the council tonight to seriously consider the ripple effects these decisions have on the town, its workers, and especially its youth programs. Thank you.
Thank
evening. My name is Maggie Rogers, and I currently reside in Lincoln. I come to you tonight as a citizen of Lincoln, a spouse to a department head in the town of Lincoln, and a friend to many employees in the town of Lincoln. I speak on my own behalf, however, and not of my husband or any other town employee. I was quite frankly embarrassed by the outcome of last Monday's special council meeting. I chose not to come and speak in open forum because there was zero indication that terminating Dennis's contract was even on the table. If that had been public knowledge, I would have been there. The guilt I feel now, because I was not there, is great, because Dennis deserved better. Councilor Rand, you stated, this is a hard vote. It's a very important vote. I think it's wrong. However, mere seconds after those comments, you voted in favor of the termination. If you felt the vote was wrong, why on earth would you then turn around and vote for the termination? Councilor Ireland, you stated that you can't let Councilor Hannington be by himself. There is a time and a place for cheekiness when voting on whether the council is going to terminate someone's contract isn't the time nor the place. As I'm married to the events and communications director for the town of Lincoln, I'm blessed by countless rambles about data from YouTube and social media platforms and how interesting the data can be. I decided to take a look at that data myself this afternoon. As of 4:30 p.m. this afternoon, the average view count on YouTube for a Lincoln Town Council meeting since this council has taken over, including special and emergency meetings, but not including the workshops, is 221.84 views. The lowest views were on January 29th, 2026, with 53, when council went into executive session for town manager interviews. The most being 605 views on the March 9th meeting, where Dennis Boland was appointed town manager. What is not included in this view count is last Monday's special town council meeting, 1,400 views. That is over twice the number of views on YouTube as the previous highest viewed meeting. My heart hurts for our town because we are now getting a lot of attention for negative reasons instead of all of the positive reasons people should come to Lincoln. I have had folks that I have not heard from or have not talked to in depth for many years reach out to me and ask what the heck is happening in Lincoln because they've seen the news and know I live here. In conclusion, I want to personally say thank you to Councilor Street and Moisen, as well as Councilor Chair Clay. I also want to urge every council member to vote as they personally see fit and to take time to think about what is at stake and the consequences of every single vote, because it was evident that that was not the case last Monday night. Thank you.
Anybody else on this side of the room? This side?
Chair Aaron Council. My name is Roger Ryder. Been a resident here in Lincoln a long time. Used to attend a lot of these meetings. Been off doing my art. A few things that have popped up recently have gotten my attention. And I think you're going to get a lot of negative tonight. I want to give you a little bit of positive. After the mill closed, we were having a problem maintaining our roads. It took 3 years of discussions, working with a whole bunch of people. We put a bond out. With that bond, we also put a moratorium on not taking on new roads to catch up. It worked. It saved us a pile of money over the first 3 years. And I mean a pile. It would not have worked without the buy-in from our local developers. The local developers, right on their deed, I was part of the planning board, said, this is not a town road. It's still impacting us positively. That time took a lot of effort. People had very big arguments about it. They ended up making a good decision that's still benefiting the town of Lincoln. So if you work together, there's things you can do. But don't forget all the people that are still helping you by making good decisions. We have two major developers in town. One of them has just been so outstanding, and we are going to benefit probably for 20 more years because of it, keeping our costs down. So instead of fighting and arguing, why don't you have an intelligent conversation? Get yourself together, research, bring in people that know, help you out, then make appropriate decisions. Thank you.
George Edwards, Steve, are we having budget meetings this week?
We'll know tonight.
Okay. And then the other thing I just want to let everyone know, recall petitions are available at the town office tomorrow. So anyone that wants to sign them, please go to the town office and sign. Thank you.
Anybody else on this side?
My name is Javette Mayo. I live in Lincoln. I think that item number 28 to approve the contract with this municipal consulting group would be appropriate. However, I think the funding, as you just heard from Ruth, is maybe a little bit off. We really don't need to take any money out of undesignated fund balance if that list from Mr. Sanderson is going to create revenue of $56,400. I think going forward, maybe we should continue having this municipal consulting group continue assessing for the town on an ongoing basis. And the other question I have is under number 33 to approve the purchase of a vehicle for the rec, out of the rec equipment capital reserve. I'm wondering if that should wait until the new budget. And the other question I have is, did we go out to bid? Because in the packet information that you had online, I didn't see anything that showed that we went out to bid for that item. Thank you.
Anybody else?
So, Tim Wright, Lincoln resident, been here a long time. Last time we were in a meeting, when the manager got fired, I asked about social media and please back off on it because it is bad for the town. That's been covered by a few different people here, so I agree. I do find it awful disturbing that a former council member wants to have a recall on what we the people voted for. There should only be two seats available this year, no more than two. You have two people that are up to be replaced, and that's as far as it should go. I don't care how many people sign that petition, it's unconstitutional for a former council member to want this to happen. I feel he's wrong, and it's very disrespectful for him to put you in that position. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Have a good day.
Erickson. I've been a homeowner in this town for about 25 years. Part of what got me into working on trying to reduce some of these taxes are because my personal property tax has gone up about 400% since I bought my house. I was working on a project with Dennis, and I have most of the results of it here, but Dennis is gone, so I no longer have anyone to report to. And I have found so far 65 business names that don't seem to be on the mailing list for personal property taxes. Two of the new restaurants, can't think of the name of the one I just said a minute ago, down at Shooters, where Shooters used to be, the Lincoln Tap House, and 49 Main. I don't see either of those on the list. And doing the research, what I found out that an average kitchen for a brand new kitchen, new restaurant, all new equipment, between $300,000 and $700,000 per restaurant. So if these two are in fact not being taxed, that's a big one. I can make copies, but I have 65 companies here listed. And I know that they're not all off the tax list, because there are a lot of names that I'm not able to cross-reference, such as DBA accounts. It might be under like a sole proprietor's name, but we know it as the business name. But I've done it, I've taken this as far as I can. I'm 65 right now. I figure even if one quarter of those pan out to not be paying taxes, that will help us. I don't know where you want me to give this information. I don't have anyone to oversee it anymore. It was Dennis's project.
You can give the information to Ann, the town clerk, and we'll get it to the appropriate.
Okay, you guys don't want copies of it?
She can make us copies of it.
Hello, my name's Henry Carey. I'm going to be speaking on behalf of Penobscot Offroad Advisors tonight. Because I'm not a resident of Lincoln, I need you guys to give me permission to speak tonight. If that's okay with you, then when we get to that point, I'll represent the club.
Yep, you'll have a chance to speak.
All right, thank you.
Grant Clay, live on Frost Street, Lincoln, Maine. Lived there for 50 years, and I've heard all them 50 years that they're going to do something about Frost Street. I think pretty quick residents on Frost Street are going to have to buy a skidder to get us through those. That's how bad it's getting. And I'd just like to know, I brought this up two or three different years, and I get no answer. Well, that's going to be on the list, but the substantial taxes on Frost Street, too, outside of the lakes and stuff, so I like to have my road as good as a camp road.
Anybody else on this side? Council? Item 8, consent agenda. All items marked with yes are considered to be routine. Routine and will be enacted by one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless the council members so request. In which event, the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered in its normal sequence. Suggested motion. Move to approve the suggested motions for items 9 through 17 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Item 18, appoint members, Library Advisory Committee. Suggested motion, move to appoint Jane Brown and Anthony Morris to the Library Advisory Committee for a 3-year term expiring May 31st, 2029, as recommended by the Appointments Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
I don't think she heard you.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 19, members, Airport Advisory Committee. Suggested motion. Move to appoint William Thornton and Bradford Bloom to the appointments to the Airport Advisory Committee for a 3-year term expiring May 31st, 2029, as recommended by the Appointments Committee, also Josh Mishu as an alternate.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 20, appoint member, suggested motion. Move to appoint Jessica Averill to the RSU 67 Board of Directors until November 2026 to fill a vacancy as recommended by the Appointments Committee.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 21, appoint election workers. Suggested motion. Move to appoint election workers listed below for the next 2 years pursuant to Title 21A MRSA Section 503A.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Hang on 1 second. Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 22A, public hearing, renewal of state liquor license application, Gather Brunch and Bar. Suggested motion. Move to open a public hearing for the purpose of hearing oral and written comments on the proposed renewal of state liquor license application to Gather Brunch and Bar.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Public hearing starts at 7:42. Does anybody have any comments or questions? Comments on renewal liquor license for Gather Brunch and Bar? Council? I'll close the public hearing at 7:43. Item 22B, approved renewal state liquor license application. Move to approve the renewal state liquor license application submitted by Gather Brunch and Bar.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 23A, public hearing, statewide timber harvesting standards. Suggested motion, move to open a public hearing for the purpose of hearing oral and written comments on the proposed adoption of the statewide timber harvesting standards, option one.
So moved.
Oh, sorry.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Passes 7-0. Public hearing starts at 7:44. Any of your comments or questions? Council?
I believe this is what needs to be adopted in order for the Forest Service to do shoreline zoning enforcement. Is that correct?
Would you like me to speak on it? I'm Denton Trotter. I'm the code enforcement officer. So that is correct. What this does is it takes all of our shoreland zoning forestry management and puts it in the state of the hands. So instead of us having to go out to each of the sites and deal with the shoreland zoning and the harvesting, the state deals with it instead. So it takes it off the town and puts it on there. So it's definitely a cost savings where myself or somebody else is not having to go out to the sites in order to do this.
So it takes some of the workload off you.
Takes it off me, takes some of the cost of us just driving out these sites and stuff, so fuel reduction, stuff like that as well.
Yeah. And if they find a violation, how does that work?
So reading through the paperwork on there, it sounds like they will partner with us, but they can also just take direct action themselves as a state. They have it just like the fire marshal can do direct action as well.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Questions?
Counselors, will we be getting a report from the state monthly or annually as to what they find and what happens from there?
As far as I know, Jessica, I do not have that yet. I have not received that. I did send an email out to the person who emailed that file to us, but I have not heard back from that individual statement. So.
I would hope we get a report as to what they find or what has happened
in the chat. Thank you. Javette, if we find as we move forward with this, and there is a monthly report, I will certainly introduce a motion for there to be a monthly report.
A monthly report from the state? You mean tell the state they have to give us a monthly report?
We gotta have some sort of.
Well, I know. I was just clarifying.
Okay. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Close the public hearing, 7:47. Item 23B, adopt statewide timber harvesting standards. Suggest a motion. Move.
So moved.
Second. Motion been made. Seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moisen?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 24A, public hearing, approved use of roads for ATVs. Suggested motion. Move to open a public hearing for the purpose of hearing oral and written comments on the proposed addition of an ATV access route to the Town of Lincoln Ordinance 1414.3, replacing the fourth access route listed as the route was discontinued by the state for safety reasons.
So moved. Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moisen?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Public hearing 7:48.
Well, after I got here tonight, things changed a little bit. I see an email from the state to the town. And this route that they're proposing is the route that we had 5 or 6 years ago before we lost the property behind Jeremy Dill's property, Gray Wolf, and we had to jump through a bunch of loops to come up with another route. That being said, this is asking for, basically from the Kid Pond out the airport road.
Airport road. Yeah.
Out to the road, the access road, and then across the bridge. It gives us back everything that we lost this spring. That being said, I don't like playing games with DOT. They have put us through the hoops 5 or 6 years in a row now. I would still like to ask the town for permission for what we originally asked for, the airport road, flyaway road, out to the PK floats, and then we'll go through the woods to come out by the bridge. So if they change their mind again, at least we'll have an alternative route. It will take us a good year to make that viable, but it's an accident, it's an option. I don't trust the state DOT right now. This is the third engineer this spring. I don't know where all the pressure came from the community, but thank you. Losing the bridge would cut the trail right in half. That would be a significant decrease in the economic benefits for the town, for the businesses. There's a lot of machines that come across from the west side of the state. The only other, just for the information, the only other crossing across the Penobscot is in Millinocket. So if you want everybody to go to Millinocket and spend their money, don't improve the access. I don't think that would be good for the town. And I'll take questions.
I'm going to advocate and vote to vote for the 300-foot right-of-way. How long is it going to take you? I agree with you 100%. I think I'm very glad to get this from DOT today. So I think you guys are all set as far as right now. But let's do the parallel track. I was out there Saturday visiting with some of the ATV members. And to me, when you guys have that done, that's going to be a heck of a lot better view riding ATVs than riding down the side of access road.
Out of sight, out of mind is always the best thing. ATVs belong in the woods, my honest opinion. We're away from the road, we're away from the traffic, away from any potential hazards, let's put it that way, besides dealing with the political side of things. As far as time-wise is concerned, if you had been out riding a four-wheeler in this area at any point, at any time, you would all know that Lincoln is basically built on a swamp. So that being said, we're going to be cutting a new trail through woods in a swamp. So we're going to be spending a lot of money.
I was out there, I saw it.
Right now, this year alone, for the first time ever, the club has applied for a municipal grant. Because we have numerous projects, all because of property changes, land ownership changes, whatever the case may be. But right now, we're asking for, I believe, the last time I heard, was over $40,000. It will take us probably most of this summer to get this route done, as long as we don't run into any issues. And I have to say that if we run into issues, everything gets delayed.
I noticed on the map you gave us that it runs around, it looks to me like it runs around the Edwards Land Management.
It runs completely off his property. He did not give us permission, so we have to stay off of that.
Okay.
We have permission from everybody else.
Okay, that's what I was trying to make sure of.
We have permission from, I think it's River Properties or Riverview Properties,
River
something
Banks.
Like that. The gentleman who arranged all this, Tom Cates, decided to take a vacation. So I was handed this Thursday night. So we have all the landowner permission to put the trail in. The only thing that we need from the town council is the permission to use those two roads. Anything else?
Any other questions?
Great.
Anything else from in the crowd? Public hearing. Well, I'll close the public hearing at 7:54. Item 24B, approved ordinance change. Operating an ATV on public way 1414.3. Suggested motion, move to approve changes to ordinance section 1414.3 as attached, replacing the fourth access route listed as it was discontinued by the state for safety reasons.
So moved.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion?
So the verbiage hasn't been changed, this motion, since this email has come in?
Right.
Okay, so we're with this vote, we're going to give the two roads a permission, authorization for the two roads, plus the 300-foot right-of-way, right?
Right, which was in the backup.
Okay, yeah.
Any other comments or questions? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Presentation, community solar. Community solar here. Item 26, town manager annual appointments. So I guess the motion moves to confirm the town manager's annual appointments. Title 30A, sections 25, 26, 2601A, and 4241 as follows: tax assessor, addressing agent, Amanda Woodard, alternative assessor, Ruth Birds, code enforcement, Anthony Trotter, alternate code enforcement officer, Amanda Woodard and Ruth Birds, local health officer, Denton Trotter, license plumbing inspector, Denton Trotter, alternative. License plumbing inspectors, Amanda Woodard and Ruth Birds. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Motion's been made. Do we have a second? For lack of a second. Item 27, accept terms, municipal waste solutions. Suggest a motion move to accept the terms of the municipal waste solutions proposal as attached.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion?
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 28, approved contract. Suggested motion move to approve the contract for permit audit and 2026 permits for assessments for fiscal year 2027 commitment to Municipal Consulting Group at an amount not to exceed $20,000, with funding to come from supplemental bills generated from the Sanderson project and $15,000 from the undesignated fund balance.
So
second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion?
This is to continue the assessments that they have been doing so far, or to continue, because the. This is to pick up, says specifically for fiscal year 2027, not the previous year. So it's the upcoming fiscal year.
Right.
Okay. Councilor Street, my understanding for this motion is for the properties that haven't been updated.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Counselor Rojo?
Yes.
Counselor Hannington?
Yes.
Counselor Moison?
Yes.
Counselor Street?
Yes.
Counselor Ireland?
Yes.
Counselor Clay?
Yes.
Vote passes 7-0. Item 29, approve abatement. Suggested motion, move to approve the following abatements as requested by the assessor in detail below. Philip and Betty Tolan, fiscal year 2024, $1,286.87. Over evaluation error, fiscal year 2023, $199.80.
So moved. Second.
Motion made, seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Counselor Rand?
Yes.
Counselor Rojo?
Yes.
Counselor Hannington?
Yes.
Counselor Moison?
Yes.
Counselor Street?
Yes.
Counselor Ireland?
Yes.
Counselor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 30, approve increase. Suggested motion, move to approve an increase in price of 60% for fire EMS services provided to neighboring towns we currently have service agreements with.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes.
I don't believe that this was the mandate given to the ad hoc committee. They were asked to create a boilerplate agreement for us to work with other towns.
This did not come from the ad hoc committee. It came from the budget committee.
It came from the budget committee. Where's the backup information that explains it?
So there was the other thing about this is that this has to do with the increase will affect is actually slightly less than what we had said to Chester, because that came out to 64%. This is 60%, and it can't change the amount going to Wynn because they're under contract. So really, this is not changing anything. This is not an additional 60%. This is to account for the amount that we've already sent them as a billing for. So this is not a change. This is simply codifying what we've already told them.
But this is a motion from the budget committee? I was led to believe that this was from the ad hoc.
No, it was not the budget committee. No. I'm sorry, my mistake. Okay.
Sorry, is it from the ad hoc?
On it. All right.
Is it from the ad hoc committee?
It must be from the ad hoc committee, but we did, we were talking about a 60% increase being something that would satisfy, that seemed like it would be approximately what we were going for. So it came out of the from that.
I thought the mission that we gave the ad hoc committee was to come back to the council with like three options, and then we could discuss and debate which option we as a council.
Three options.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being three options, but okay, if that, you know. So what we were trying to do is get this to the different towns as soon as possible. This is really going to be trying to inform the towns other than Wynn and Chester, because Chester and Wynn really kind of already know what they've got.
I guess I have to concur with Councillor Moison. I'm kind of confused with this motion, and I don't think it's really conducive to what we asked the ad hoc committee to provide us.
Oh, Okay. Charlie was on the ad hoc committee. Can you give us some explanation?
We discussed some stuff, but as far as forwarding anything, I wasn't aware anything had gone forward. We were still trying to figure out what our costs were to forward a recommendation. I guess I wasn't aware that we was finished with that.
I think as it stands, I'm not going to vote in favor of it.
It seems to me that it makes sense to, for us to go back and bring this back up with the committee before we bring it up to the council. The problem is it does mean that we're delaying information going out to these towns. They're trying to make their decisions.
Well, I appreciate that, yeah. But the way that this was represented to me was this is for funding for the next year with these communities. And if it's not done, I mean, we need to take our time. And again, I'm pretty sure we directed the ad hoc committee to come back with three different proposals. And, you know, if we run up against a time deadline, then, I mean, it's only maybe two or three communities, and they're not like, number-wise, they're not major contracts, so we need to just extend the contract till this is actually done. I don't really see it. I think I'd like to see more prudence than I would to see just something rushed together.
I actually like that idea of saying, instead of rushing them to a larger amount of money this year, to say that we would extend their contract either at the same amount or at like 3% more than what they did last year, and then give the committee time to move towards a full assessment of things before the next fiscal year.
Do you have any, are there any more meetings scheduled?
No, and that was something we talked about, is we thought of moving up it to get somewhere close, but it's going to take multiple meetings and probably meetings with other towns to nail it down to something exact. 60% was tossed around at one point.
Charlie, can we speak on the mic for Kathy, which she can't hear yet?
Steve, my husband is here, and he was on the ad hoc committee. David Boysen, may he speak?
Just Charlie came up with a lot of the figures. We had tried to come up with some kind of a figure for this year because everybody was waiting, but at least some of us felt that there needed to be a committee to have multiple meetings. There's so much to go over, and David does have a lot of the information, so maybe he's got more than I realize. But
do you, Charles, do you have any idea, like, the remaining communities that we have a fire EMS contract with that's coming up on, you know, the deadline?
They've been asking for figures for quite a while, so they knew their budget. So we went through quite a bit, and David Moisson did have most of the info.
We only had our first meeting, and we agreed that we'd probably have two more meetings to follow up, so we can analyze all the information we have and then be able to present a final decision. So, you know, we're still in the process of doing the work on the committee.
There's a lot there to go.
Yeah, and we still got a lot of work to do.
So the idea of this was to give some figure to them for this year because they're trying to work out their budget. And if the council accepts the fact that it's not going to be a very large drop in the bucket and says, okay, we would like to make a smaller thing than that. We were trying to make it equivalent to what we were, or close to equivalent to what Chester was going to have to pay. To make sense, Chester was going to be about a 64% increase. We thought a 68% increase was close to that for the other towns. But if we want to reduce that, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, my concern is, and I don't remember off the top of my head, if these neighboring towns that we have contracts with, are fire and EMS, just EMS? Because really, those are two different cost points.
David will have that data.
Okay. I'd like to hear what David.
Councilor Moisen, can David?
Yep, he's standing right here. My recollection is that during the ad hoc committee, I suggested that the ad hoc committee give town council the go-ahead, the town manager and the fire chief to formally propose to Chester a contract for fire and EMS services during fiscal year 27 of around $255,000. The consensus of the ad hoc committee was, let's go ahead and agree to that and get that off of Lincoln and Chester's to-do list. That was followed by some hurried discussion about EMS contracts with McQuahog and other communities in the McQuahog area. I do not recall a consensus being reached on the terms for those communities. The current deals with those communities, which are, if I recall correctly, are $100 per resident plus $300 per run, are financially foolish for Lincoln, and they will result in our fire and EMS crews being overworked. So I urge town council to approve a fee for Chester of around $255,000 and to defer until a later date terms for EMS services to McQuahog and communities near McQuahog. And I would have thought as a minimum, any motion coming to us could have attached to it a copy of the standard agreement that we wanted to use, because as was discovered prior to the creation of the ad hoc committee, we had multiple agreements floating around, and none of them matched. They weren't all the same terms. So I can't vote in favor of this, but that's my comments. Thank you.
I guess I concur with Councilor Moisen, because this motion isn't what we directed the ad hoc committee to address. So I'll be voting.
We have a discussion.
Just that the one thing we're doing is we're leaving those small communities without any direction as to going with their budget. I thought that you were saying that since it was a relatively small amount of money, just leave it like it is for the year. But I hear David Moisen saying that it's going to. It potentially could cost us if we have a lot of runs up there, or if we have any runs up there. So it seems to me we need that if we could, if the council leans towards the idea of saying it's not going to be that much, then we could go that direction and leave it the way it is for 1 year, and give them some information to go through with their budget, or we could give some number that we're talking about increasing. The reason for this was to say 60% was simply to keep it in line with Chester. And it is not clear to me that that is appropriate. That is what we were discussing at that meeting.
I just see this motion to me is kind of like jumping the gun. And I don't think we really need to address right now what we're going to do as far as filling out the neighboring communities up in McQuahog and Drew and those. We're, this motion's getting into another whole different ball of wax. And I don't think we need to really address tonight how, because we're kind of, I mean, as a counselor, I'm looking forward to seeing what the ad hoc committee is going to bring back for proposals for us to look at and choose from. So I think we're kind of getting into another issue that we don't really need to tonight.
One of the objectives we set for the ad hoc committee is to make sure that all costs are fair and equal to everybody, and that the town of Lincoln does not subsidize any of our partner towns. And we're not there yet. This is a piece of it, but not yet.
Any other discussion?
So in other words, there should be a motion on the agenda.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
No.
Councilor Rojo?
No.
Councilor Hannington?
No.
Councilor Moisen?
No.
Councilor Street?
No.
Councilor Ireland?
No.
Councilor Clay?
No. Motion fails. 0-7. Item 31, accept paving bid. Accept bid paving. Suggest a motion, move to accept the fiscal year 26 paving bid from Vaughn D. Thibodeau II in the amount of $82.77 per ton of waste.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Hannington?
Yes.
Councilor Moisen? Councilor Moisen?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes. Item 32, approve purchase. Suggest a motion, move to accept the purchase price of $27,964.21 from Automotive Garage Tool LLC for two additional mobile lift columns.
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Item 32, guys, we'll have a second. Item 33, approve purchase. Suggest a motion, move to approve purchasing a 2021 Ram 2500 in the amount of $39,848 with funding to come from Capital Reserve Account 0612.
So moved.
Second. Have a motion. Do we have a second? Item 33 dies the left. So. Item 34, approve and sign library budget resolution. Suggest a motion, move to approve and sign the library budget resolution as attached.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion?
If I may, this was one thing that the budget committee ended up voting on a very close vote. I've realized as I put into the library budget resolution here, they have only had an average increase of 4.2% over the last few years. And I think that we are penalizing a department that has done a good job of keeping it from having an increase in its budget, and that this also is a service that affects a lot of the people we're saying we're trying to help by trying to keep taxes down. And so because of that, this is not a binding thing, but it does signal back to the budget committee and to whoever our next town manager is, or acting town manager is, that this is a service that we would like to make sure is not significantly reduced, if possible, not reduced at all. And that's the purpose of this resolution.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I feel that it's inappropriate to have budgetary resolutions before the budget process is completed. So I'm not going to be able to vote for this because I think we're trying to get around the budget process.
I have to concur with Councilor Moisen. I appreciate the effort and I totally agree with it, but we have a mechanism. Let's let the budget committee finish the process and then we as a council will approve what each department makes.
Since you say you agree with the concept, are you suggesting that when it comes to doing the budget, that we would put the money back in? If we're already thinking that we're going to do that, it seems to me we should signal that to the budget committee now, and have them recognize that we basically what we're doing is signaling to the budget committee that this is one place where we would like to see them do what they can to protect the service.
I think we're getting the cart before the horse.
We had at the last meeting, we had something we decided not to do because we felt like that we had already provided information to the budget committee the thing, so that our argument at that time was we had provided them with information by talking about it for a period of time with your resolution about the 10% cut. This is a situation where we have not communicated to the budget committee what the council would like having done in this situation. So it seems to me that this is an opportunity for us to say, this is what we would like to see you do, just like we had said the last time in the last meeting that we didn't need to, because this is, in this case, it looks like we do need to communicate to them, because it was they voted it voted to cut the budget on a 6-5 vote. I think it was 6-5, right? Yeah.
Again, I think we're getting the cart before the horse. I do agree with Councilor Moisen. It's a resolve, so it has no binding standing with it. So I will vote tonight vote against this tonight, and I will voice my support when the time comes for the budget.
My concern with it is if we as a town council are going to start telling the budget committee what we want, what's the sense of having the budget committee? Let them do their work and then we'll look at it after, when the budget's in our hands.
Okay. Yes. I mean, that is an alternative way of looking at it. So.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
No.
Councilor Rojo?
No.
Councilor Hannington?
No.
Councilor Moisen?
No.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
No.
Councilor Clay?
No. It fails 1-6. Item 35, accept donation, rug cleaning. Suggested motion, move to accept a donation of a rug cleaning fiscal year 2026 at the library at an estimated value of $921.55 from Coldstream Cleanup.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Handington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 36, accept grant library paving. Move to accept the $12,000 award by the Association for Rural and Small Libraries Sustainable and Resilient New England Libraries Grant to be used towards paving at the library.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Handington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. Item 37, direct town manager. Move that the town council direct the town manager to develop and submit within 30 days a comprehensive organizational diagram for all town departments, clearly identifying all positions and reporting relationships, along with a written job description for each position that includes job title, department supervisor, duties and responsibilities, and minimum qualifications, and the such materials be provided to the town council and made available for public review.
So moved.
Motion made. Move to second. Item 37 dies for the lack of a second. Item 38, direct town manager. Move that the town council direct the town manager to develop, maintain, and regularly update a comprehensive listing of all events occurring within the town of Lincoln, and to ensure that such listing is prominently published on the town's website and disseminated through all appropriate media channels for the purpose of promoting Lincoln as a destination.
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it for discussion, but as of right now, I think you're, it's noble what you're trying to do, but I think right now where we don't have an acting town manager, I think maybe we should do that next month, you know? I mean, how can we direct a town manager if we don't have one right now?
I understand, and I will entertain postponing. It's just something that we're trying to do to make sure the town of Lincoln, with all of the activities, is publicly known inside and outside of Lincoln, so we can bring more people to visit Lincoln, spend more money, and promote our businesses. So if we need to defer until we have a person that will be in charge of it, I'd be very happy to defer.
Would you like to table it?
I would like to table it.
Okay. You have a second to table?
I'll second to table.
A motion seconded to table. Roll call.
Councilor Rand?
Yes.
Councilor Rojo?
Yes.
Councilor Handington?
Yes.
Councilor Moison?
Yes.
Councilor Street?
Yes.
Councilor Ireland?
Yes.
Councilor Clay?
Yes. Vote passes 7-0 to table. Item 39, executive session. Suggest a motion to retire into executive session pursuant to Title 1 MRSA Section 405-6A, discuss interim town manager position.
So moved. Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? If that roll call is kept, we can't be in the room.
One bit of question. Interim town manager or acting town manager, does interim mean that we're talking about someone who would be a permanent town manager eventually?
Yeah, that's something we're going to discuss.
It's basically says it's interim town manager, so we're not talking about an acting town manager.
It's interim town manager.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Uh, Just a question, is there any real difference?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Okay, I guess, not to me, but that's okay. I'll accept that there is a difference.
Okay. Do we need a roll call since Kathy can't be on?
I think we do it just because she's still on, but then she won't participate, then we'll shut everything off.
Roll call.
Counselor Rand?
Yes.
Counselor Rojo?
Yes.
Counselor Hannington?
Yes.
Counselor Moison?
Yes.
Counselor Street?
No.
Counselor Ireland?
Yes.
Counselor Clay?
Yes. That's 6-1.